yourself. Whatever you do, do it good.
That's right, we're gonna do it good here on KDNK. Thanks for tuning in to Express Yourself. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy first Friday. Yeah, it's May already. Thanks for keeping it here on KDNK. Express Yourself is, we feature all things culture, creativity in and around the Roaring Fork Valley, from art, visual artists and makers to performing artists and musicians and so much more. I'm your host today, Brian Colley, bringing you the Express Yourself show on behalf of the Carbondale Creative District. Be sure to stick around for a visit from local singer-songwriter Natalie Spears. She's going to be here in a little bit. She's giving us a fresh take on her album, Hymn of Wild Things, in a reimagined arrangement for string quartet, coming soon to Takaw. Toward the end of today's show, we'll chat with local dancer Alexandra Jerkunica, plus creatives Rochelle Norwood and Nikki Beinstein, ahead of a film screening and panel discussion at the Crystal Theater. The film is called Collective Heart, and it's happening next Tuesday, May 6th. But first, we've got Carbondale's Parks and Recreation Director, Eric Brenlinger, giving us an update on all things First Friday and May Family Block Party. All that coming up on Express Yourself. Don't touch that dial. Thanks for keeping it here on Express Yourself. We're going to start off with Eric Brenlinger. Thanks for joining us here on KDNK.
You bet, Brian. Thanks for having me.
How's it going on this first Friday, this lovely day we have?
I know. We nailed the weather today. And, yeah. And sometimes that's not always the case with our outdoor events, you know. And so,
especially in May. You never know.
Yep, you never know. But we nailed it today, and it's everybody's got the spring fever, so I hope everybody comes out.
Mm-hmm.
We have our first long Main Street closure. You know, with First Fridays, we really want to create a pedestrian-friendly mm-hmm. zone on Main Street. And so in the summer months, we definitely try to expand that from Went all the way to Snowmass Drive and activate that entire street zone. So this is our first long closure for the First Friday, yeah, for this year.
It fills up for sure. So it's good to have that space to bring the community together. So I appreciate all the work that goes into the long closures. I know that's not an easy job.
Right. And it's, you know, and we have a, you know, that comes out of a public process, you know, called our special event task force. And that's a really a neat thing that's been going on since 2013. And it gets neighbors together. It gets people who live next to our special event venues. It brings everybody to the same table to talk not only about the events that happened last year, but also to plan and really put together a whole calendar for next year and
right.
make changes to the issues that we potentially had from the year before. And so improve, hopefully, that next year on what we're doing. So this year, our Long Street closures actually have vehicular traffic that can go through them on 3rd and 2nd Street. But we want the drivers out there to realize that we're trying to create this pedestrian-friendly zone. So please, you know, obey those stop signs there. There's going to be volunteer crossing guards at those places. We have a lot of kids on bikes and striders and just pedestrians walking around and enjoying the First Friday zone there. So please be just aware. Slow down. It's First Friday. Take your time.
Take your time. I like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Great. Do you know some of the things happening this evening? Some stuff's already happening, I think.
Yeah, the family block party has been going on for many years down on Chaco's Park.
Yeah.
And so that's a great fun event. It's going to be food there. The Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program takes over the stage there.
Nice.
And has a bunch of different stuff ready to roll there. Bunch of entertainment. And then we have all sorts of kids' activities from in many different booths in Chaco's Park.
Right.
People are like letting the public know, hey, summer's coming. Here's our programming. You know, come check out what we do. Get signed up. Come get a little taste of what we do in the summer. So a lot of different booths down there are going to be showing what they're doing for the summer and just getting people excited about about the school year being off and pretty soon. And the kids need things to do. So we definitely let people know what the Parks and Rec are doing for the summer months and try to get them excited about it.
Yeah. And you got the stage set up in the park there. Do you know the band that's playing or is there a group?
That's been kind of organized by Andy Zenka. And so, there's a bunch of different youth musicians that are going to be playing there. And so it's going to be a super eclectic mix of music there. And, it's going to be really fun. And that's, it's really neat to have, put that stage up and say, all right, it's all yours to the kids.
Yeah, for the kids especially. Yeah. Wow, what a cool thing.
It's going to be fun. And then another big thing going on is Carbondale Rotary Club's fireball drop right at the Village Smithy.
So that's today.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that's also happening today.
Wow.
In a very short amount of time. So hopefully you bought some of the ping pong balls and you have an opportunity to win $5,000. And it's a great fundraiser for the local Rotary Club.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did see a fire engine out there. That's why I saw that. So they can get the ladder up there to drop all the balls. Now I know.
Yes, yeah, that's why it's there. There's not a fire. There's not an emergency.
Gotcha.
The Village Smithy's not on fire. We're all safe for our breakfast needs.
Excellent. All right. Awesome. First Friday's in safe hands with the town of Carbondale, it sounds like.
Well, and, you know, First Friday's, when it used to be run by the Carbondale Arts, and then it switched over to the Chamber. Mm-hmm. You know, it has a long history.
That's right.
And then it's back to Carbondale Arts in the Creative District now. And so it's neat to see it come full circle. Carbondale Arts is doing a great job of really trying to activate the entire street and really having fun activities up and down that pedestrian corridor that we're trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
So Carbondale Arts is the right spot for it, I think, you know, that creativity that oozes out of that place will just flow on into the First Fridays. And they're organizing, year round and there's each one has its own little flavor and differences. And so that's
exactly.
What's fun about it.
Yeah. And so this is May for the family block party up and down all from Went to Snowmass, you said. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything coming up for next First Friday, if people are out of town or they're like, oh, we had a family dinner and now we're going to miss it, but June they could come out. Maybe.
Yeah, so we did used to have a pride parade with the May First Friday.
Okay, yeah.
And so, but it wasn't National Pride Month, that's June.
Oh,
so we actually moved the pride parade to June. So that'll be happening in June. It's also the night after the public art tour. So that happens on the Thursday night before the June First Friday, which which is great because there's all new public art around town. So it's a great way to enjoy First Friday, go check out all the art too that's mm-hmm. brand new and mm-hmm. in all of town too.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And so, but there will be a pride parade
great.
That night
and
we'll activate the downtown. We'll have our stage up. We'll have a live band there.
Cool.
So that should be great.
Yeah.
And then July 4th.
That
is
the
first Friday.
Whoa.
Yes. So we're going to do our kids parade, at 10:30 that morning. That's the parade where we ask, we want the kids to participate and not watch a parade. Well, I'd much rather participate in something than watch it.
Yeah.
So we have a bunch of kids participate in that parade. We do a parade down to Soper's Park and have some popsicles and stuff going on there. Nice. And everybody hits the park and just has a great day there. It's also the 25th anniversary of the Mount Soper's Music Fest.
Oh, wow.
So Steve Staniford is going to be organizing some great music from 5 to 9 o'clock in Chaco's Park that night.
Whoa. Okay, so July. Got to wait till July. Lots of other fun things in store, but that sounds amazing too. All right, great. Eric, you just got chock full of info here.
You bet. You know, it's really nice to look forward to all these fun First Fridays. August is always the weekend after Mountain Fair, right? So like, okay, people maybe need a little bit of calm and a little. So we bring in Valley Musico, and they some great, bossa nova, just super mellow grooves down at Chaco's Park for that one, and it's actually perfect after Mountain Fair. So
yeah, well, plus the stage you have out there is amazing. I think you've had that for a year or two now, or more, and it's just a perfect. Roll it in, unfold it up, and then perfect for just live music pop-up stage.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And it's great because it can kind of go anywhere we want it to go, and it's really fun. It's like this big Erector set that we put up, and you know, so we're getting pretty good at it. We can get it up in about an hour and a half, and
super pro.
Yeah, so it's pretty fun. Yeah, it's pretty fun just to say, here we go, let's build a stage, and it's a good time feeling like a roadie for a while there. So.
Yeah, how long have you been in this role as the Parks and Rec director?
About 9 years in the Parks and Rec director position, and then I've been working for 18 years for the town of Cardinal. So I was 9 years, almost 10 years as the recreation center manager when we first brought that online. So it's been really fun to work for the town of Carbondale. Really, I just love the philosophy of the town of Carbondale. You know, it's super creative. Super energy mindful and efficient on our projects. And, you know, we're building the pool tonight. One of the things we're going to be doing tonight is having our Let's Make a Splash table down at the family block party. Let people know about our pool project. We're in the middle of construction. We're still raising funds to build it the way we want to so we can provide everybody with what they want here in this town, what we know we need. So we're still raising some funds to get that one built as designed is what we're trying to do with that one. So
very cool. Yeah, it's just been cool. Living here for 15 years or so to watch the First Fridays evolve and change and just grow and get more people involved and just so much life in the town on those evenings. But, you know, it's a community that brings it together. Well, so special.
I love it when you're in a small town and you have to make some choices of what you're going to do on a First Friday because there is so much going on. There's so much vibrancy.
True.
And there's so many things that you want to go see and you have to pick and choose. And some of the fun ones are when you try to hit them all.
Right? Good luck. Today's going to be a tough one for that. Do you have any other special First Friday related news coming our way?
Just would love to, you know, let the public know that, you know, we are trying to create this nice pedestrian corridor so you can walk down to town, you can ride your bikes, bring your kids, a nice safe corridor. So to do that, we need the public to help us, right? They need to be aware of that. That's what we're trying to do. They need to move their cars off of Main Street.
That's a good one. Yeah, good point.
You know, that helps a lot because once we shut it down, it's really hard when a car is on Main Street to get it out of there in a safe manner.
So
we definitely, please just help us out. You know, there's plenty of parking elsewhere in town and try that two-wheeled commute for your first Friday, hopefully. So just spin on down to partake.
That reminds me because Bonedale Bike Week's around the corner. So you got to get your bikes in tune anyway. Why not get it ready for First Friday tonight? That's great. All right. Okay. And everything kind of is open. How long does the music go? How long are things happening this evening?
Yeah. So the family block party will go from 4:00. So it started already now.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
4:15.
It's happening. And so head down there and it'll go till 8:00 this evening.
Cool.
And there's a lot of other stuff, going on, you know, the Carbondale Clay Center's open.
Yeah.
You know, Beer Works is going to have a band. DJ Bodegon's going to have a band. The Launchpad's got Mama's Garden Collaborative Installation.
Oh, yeah. We got some stuff over there, too. We'll be open till 7 over there at the Launchpad.
The Crow and Key's going to have some live music. Ted Frisbee and Friends.
Oh, nice.
El Dorado. DJ Brandon Jones spins live there. So there's a Gallery craftivation and scavenger hunt.
Yeah,
The Crunk Key. So check that out. So there's gonna be food trucks down there. Nito and Mariposa Hat. So they're open late with refreshments and light snacks on their new location here.
Yeah.
In between 2nd and 3rd Street on Main. Roots Hair Salon's gonna have some activation right there too.
Awesome.
So they're activating that portion of Main Street. So
yeah,
it's great.
No, it's always good to get the businesses involved and stay open late for this kind of fun thing.
Yeah. Right. Boy, I'm reading down the list. Steve's Guitars has a, singer-songwriter Jeremy Dion.
Oh,
Thunder
great.
River Theater has the opening night of These Shining Lives. True Nature Healing Arts has some breathwork and yoga nidra. So, it's pick and choose out there because there's a lot going on. Thanks to, Carbondale Arts for saying, hey, we're willing to take First Friday back under our wing where it started, and let's activate it.
It's a creative town, so we got a lot of creating to do, still to go. So, yeah, appreciate all the work you're doing, though, Eric. That's a long list of things. I know you're running around today, so appreciate your time.
You bet. You bet. And thank God you walked past Main Street, Brian, because you reminded me. I told you I'd be on your show. So.
I do what I can. I can't be everywhere all the time, but that worked out. Well, cool. Well, we'll hope to just see you out there, and everybody stay safe and have a fun evening. First Friday, May family block party. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks for having us on.
And
thanks for everybody who puts, First Friday on. First Fridays don't just happen. It takes a lot of people and a lot of energy and effort. And,
great point.
And so just hope people realize that and go and enjoy it and support your local businesses.
I love that. Thank you, Eric. Thanks, Town of Carbondale. Thanks, Carbondale Arts. All the things. We're doing it. Happy Friday. I'm going to play a song by Natalie Spears, who's coming up in the studio next. This is from her album, Hymn of Wild Things. This is called Last Chance.
Tune The Last Chance. Some and all of us will have before we die. Yes, The Last Chance. Thank you.
was Natalie Spears' Last Chance from her album Hymn of Wild Things. And guess who's in the studio with me right now is Natalie Spears.
Whoop whoop.
Is that a coincidence?
Whoop whoop. God, no. You're a magician. How'd you do that?
I didn't. It just happened.
You can just teleport anybody in here.
It's true. The KD&K production studio is magical. Things happen. Natalie, you've got a list of things going on that you handed me, or I printed out, you emailed me. But we're here talking with you because you have an event coming to Takaw soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have the date on here.
That's May 16th.
May 16th. Tell us about, well, I know it's based off of your album here that we were listening to, Hymn of Wild Things. I was wondering if you could give us a quick intro origin story of that album. Again, I know you've talked to us on KD&K Express Yourself about that before, but I thought for those listening not familiar.
Totally. Well, I think the main themes on that record are really sort of transformation and, you know, tending to those more intimate corners of emotion and life, and then also like joy, and there's a lot of bird love on that record. I can't help it. It feels cliche at times, but it's just the way my ears work in this world. I can't. And part of that, the title track on that album, Hymn of Wild Things, was inspired by a pair of sandhill cranes that I followed to Gianetti Park, and they were really an inspiration for that song, and that theme kind of carries throughout this upcoming performance. It's love of birds and transformation.
Yeah, there is a lot of bird things happening here. I think Takaw on the website says it's a night for bird nerds and music lovers.
Yes. So those are my favorite worlds.
Played
combined.
Right into that. So tell us about what you've got. You're kind of reimagining this album in a new way. You've got a friend working on this with you, rearranging some things.
Yeah, my friend Elon Blanc is an amazing arranger and composer, and we had collaborated on something in the past. Hear my dog is jingling.
Yeah.
She didn't stay in her spot.
She wants to be with you.
Jazzy's in the house.
Yes.
And so he rearranged my record for a string quintet, which has been so exciting because the album itself is, you know, it's studio produced. It's got a lot of sort of some electronic tracks on there, some acoustic instruments on there, and Elon's version of this is really different. He actually was telling me that he used Phoebe Bridges' EP Copycat Killer that Rob Moose rearranged as kind of his inspiration.
Whoa.
And so I think there's a lot of places you can kind of take these, you know, these projects. You've probably heard of other, you know, groups kind of reimagining their work for orchestra or symphony. And and I feel like Elon had a really unique artistic voice to bring to the whole project. So it's still my music, but it's in a completely different form with this local quintet made up of Ross Cribbs and Camille Bachman and Delaney Mayers and Carl Minicky and Sarah Graff. And so they're really carrying the heart of the performance, which is fun because I get to kind of like step back and let go and sort of still be singing, but play less.
Yeah. I was wondering if you're going to still be part of the quintet, but as a singer.
Yes.
That's
and
good.
Sort of the, I have a special knob machine that I'm going to be using.
Okay. Tell us more about Elon.
He, you know, I met him, he's with a project called Sprig of That. That's originally how I met him. They came and did a house concert here, and he's just, he went to see you and studied composition, and he's just this killer guitar player. He can play any style, but also, you know, can, I'm amazed. I just kind of gave him, I was like, here's the chart, here's the music, go. And within a couple weeks, he sent me back all of these scores, you know, that have multiple parts. And it's a real craft.
Yeah, for sure.
To be able to do that.
And he must be a good friend to be able to, you just trust somebody with your music. To like, here you go. Have fun.
Totally. I kind of did that, which has been fun. And there's, you know, it feels really alive because nobody's ever, like a quintet hasn't ever played it. It's only ever been played through MIDI on a computer. Whoa. So in rehearsals, we get to go through and kind of workshop some of the parts where we were like, is that exactly what you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun to listen to classical musicians talk classical music. Mm-hmm. Like it's such a cool language. They sort of like pitter patter back and forth about like, should we do arco here and this and that, which is a really different world than where I'm coming from with folk music. So I love the edge of those worlds.
What kind of instruments? I know the musicians, but maybe just go through what instruments they're playing. Violin, I assume, cello.
Two violins, viola, cello, and a upright bass.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's classical through and through.
Yeah.
Pretty much, depending on the style. But yeah, you are coming at it. There was some banjo I heard in there. So you're coming at that kind of folk genre into this classical thing. And then that's all happening at Takah a couple weeks from now. What else is happening that evening? It sounds like there's a lot more.
There are a lot of collaborators from a musical perspective. Something that I got really excited about with the record was being able to integrate sort of these candid sonic moments of my life into the album. So I have Sandhill Cranes that I recorded from Delta Reservoir, and I have my dad's voice on there and bits of his piano playing. And that was something that I really wanted to bring into live performances. So that will kind of be another element, is I have all of these voice recordings of like birds from Uganda and, you know, local, some local Don chorus sounds and some beautiful river sounds and some great horned owls. And so that will kind of be like the thread throughout the night, sort of holding this whole story together. And it really feels like I had fun getting to create kind of an arc of the show.
Wow.
So from a musical standpoint, that's been really like a fun evolution. And then in terms of partnerships, we are collaborating with the Birdsong Project, which is kind of an offshoot of the National Audubon and formed during COVID. The man who started that project invited artists around the world, like Yo-Yo Ma and Andrew Birds and numerous others, to write music inspired by birds. Hmm. And so the quintet will be opening with a couple pieces from that project.
Oh, wow.
And then our local Audubon chapter will be present there, signing people up for bird walks if they want to go. Now's an amazing time of year to be out there. There's so many migrating birds. I heard Sandhill Cranes this morning.
Really?
Up by Prince Creek.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I was, that's the, oh my gosh, it's already May, isn't it?
Isn't that crazy?
Really sneaks up on you sometimes.
And then the music festival was really generous and helped support this project and invited us to go into a couple schools and present the works that we're doing, just to sort of demonstrate how versatile music can be.
This is the Aspen Music Festival.
Yeah.
Music Festival. What schools is that throughout the valley? Is that in Carbondale?
Went to Waldorf and we worked with the Roaring Fork Youth Orchestra, and hopefully we can make it into a couple other schools. It's always hard this time of year with everybody so busy at the end of the
year. Yep. They have their schedules pretty set. But wow, what an opportunity.
Of course, Takah, who continues to be a real strong supporter of local arts and a wonderful stage for us to work out these experiments on.
I mean, it's like, I think that's great. The experiments in music, experiments with these, you call them sonic textures, recordings that you've made. How do you practice for that leading up? Because there's so many different ways to go about it, I suppose, the timing and the mood of the song. So just, you've got them lined up.
I do a couple of things. I will run up Prince Creek, and then on the way down, I just walk and I think through kind of I move through everything in my body. And then at home, I'll go in and I'll practice kind of those transitions and fading in and out. And this machine is really like learning another instrument. It's kind of, my dog hates it because all of a sudden there are these like loud whale sounds, you know? But it's been really fun to experiment, and it just opens up. I think I'm excited about it in the context of this project, but I'm also excited as a solo musician to figure out how to create more beds of sound for myself as a single performer.
Beds of sound.
Yeah, just to kind of like feel held by. Sometimes it's a lot to just like play a banjo and sing a song, and to have like the depth and body of other textures kind of in your performance feels really, I can experiment in different ways. So anyway, I just move levers a bunch at home.
Yeah. Can you talk about also how the difference between folk and classical are coming together in this world? I mean, you kind of live in that world because you play the upright bass as well. And you sing and you're working with these people. What's it like, kind of bringing those worlds together that seem, they should maybe stay over here and over here, but it's music, right? So it belongs together,
music,
ultimately.
And a lot of classical music is rooted in folk music. There's so many folk music traditions that have inspired classical composers. And I would also say that every one of the musicians who is playing that night, also, they just are incredibly broad in what they're capable of doing. So they're kind of bringing with them, with themselves also that, those different backgrounds. But it's so fun to, you know, the challenge is a little bit, they're working off of a score.
Oh yeah.
And so
they've written the music.
The music is already read, and I've only ever, like, it's just in my being and on a chart.
Yeah.
So it's fun. Like, that's a fun puzzle to try and communicate of, like, where are we in the measure? And I grew up playing classically through high school. So I have the vocabulary and I have some intellectual understanding, but it's also hasn't been my mode of operation for a long time. So it's fun to problem solve in that way.
Yeah. How much of the collab were you able to collaborate with your friend Elon, is it Blank, on the outcome? Was he just kind of given the music and then just turned it in? Or did you get to kind of say, well, how about we do this or put this over here?
For the most part, I'm playing his arrangements,
wow,
true to form, and that's been cool. And sometimes it's hard because there's places where I'm like, I think we need to do this. And part of that learning experience for me is kind of letting go and trusting the process. And we can always come back and kind of rework things. But for this round, we're going to just play the arrangements as they are. And then we're actually going to be doing a similar thing at Palisade. It'll be a more expanded set, so there'll be more of kind of my other material, but we will be playing this set again. And then, so it'll be fun to kind of have a couple opportunities to let it keep growing.
Especially in Palisade, which is known as a bluegrass and roots festival.
Right.
So
they're stretching out of the box. So they got California Honey Drops on Saturday.
True.
Night.
Yeah. I think that's the roots.
They
get to have some, flexibility there.
Totally.
But that's when do you play in Palisade?
We're on that Sunday,
okay,
daytime
great
set. So after everybody's partied all night, they can come and just like relax on their own.
Listen to some classical music.
Totally.
Wow. Where does Elon live? I'm sorry, I just keep asking about this person because he's so mysterious.
He's such a cool human. I hope he comes here someday again.
He's not going to be here for the event at Takaden.
He can't get away from work, but hopefully his band, his Sprig of That, which you should all check out. They're amazing. He writes a lot of the arrangements for that project. They're like guitar, violin, tabla.
I don't know what that is.
It's the sort of more traditional Indian drums.
Okay.
That have different pitches, you know, they change. Pitch. They're amazing.
Huh.
But he lives in Fort Collins and works for the Music District, which has come up to Carbondale in the past.
Yeah.
And so he's doing good work down there with Kyle James Hauser and those folks.
That's so exciting, though, that you're kind of able to find people like this to collaborate with and just kind of branch out and expand yourself. I feel like to listen to your album here that you, when did you release Hymn of Wild Things?
About this time last year.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Yeah.
And you're already pushing that envelope here and there and just to see what's out there.
It's fun.
It's really cool.
I'm lucky here.
Yeah.
Feel supported by co-artists in this community like you. It's encouraging to watch other people do their practice.
Yes, it's a creative community.
It is.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Anything else? I guess, how do we get tickets to go to this event, May 16th.
You can go to their website or my website. I would get your ticket because this happens where it sells out last minute and then everybody texts me on the day like, can I get a ticket? And I'm like, I just want to concentrate on the show. So do me a favor. Get your ticket.
We won't be giving Natalie's personal cell phone number out, so you can text her. Sorry.
I'm really, and your money really goes a long way to supporting like this stuff. You know, I really believe in paying artists, and so your money goes a long way in terms of paying all these people who have been involved. So much appreciated.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's rad. Support local. Support all the local people.
Yeah.
We're here. We need your help.
Yeah.
We need the music makers, but we need the music appreciators as well to come support. Any other things? How can we learn more about what you do?
Signing up for my website is a great way. I'm a little bit allergic to social media, so I don't post that often, but I should more.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Sign up for my email list, website.
NatalieSpears.com. Yep. Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to take us out with another song off this album. This song is called Orchard of Dreams. Do you have anything do you want to add to this song, or we just let it?
Inspired by the orchards of Peonia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you, Natalie. Thanks for taking time. And hope to see you at Takah May 16th.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Orchard of Dreams.
Thank you.
And dusk is near. The sun is folding west. Venus greets the coming night. As you lay your head to rest, sleep she whispers soft and low, come and follow me. For I will take you to the land of orchards and dreams. Floating on the wings of time, you drift until you see a meadow soft and just beyond a long line of trees. There's steady boughs and holy trunks, I'm beckoning you for, welcoming your weary mind to their mossy floor. You lie beneath the arid green, offering the ground memories of days gone by, like shape-shifting clouds, feathered grass and humming bees circle round your ears as roots drink up your deepest doubts, a narrative of tears. Stories rising through the veins towards a laurel bough, they wind within the wings of time up to the leafy crowns, shaping, shifting, changing form, an endless alchemy, becoming seeds that slowly turn into fruits of dreams. As dreams fill out their juicy forms with bold and blushing tones, they ripen with the courage and the nutrients of hope. The trees begin to hum and croon. Now take your fruited dreams, let them guide you, lift them out. Become what you believe. Now you hear the robins sing as the sun is glowing east. Pearly skies begin to fade into the first light stream. Awake, sleep, whisper soft and low, don't forget the gifts you've gleaned. Let them guide you, lift them out, become what you believe. Let them guide you, lift them out, become what you believe.
Thank you, Natalie Spears, for being here at KD&K. We have more special guests here on Express Yourself. Hello out there. Hi, Rochelle.
Hello.
We'll start with you.
Today I'm expressing myself through music and culture and dance in Ghana with Nikki and Alexandra.
Woo! Hello. Hi, Alexandra. Hi, Nikki.
Hi. Hello. Happy First Friday and happy spring.
Yes.
Hello, community.
I know, Rochelle, you've got some special guests joining us on your phone.
Yes, I have some special guests ready right now to sing a song, and then we'll continue with some talking.
Great.
Are you guys ready? You can sing now.
Ready.
Okay.
We'll turn them up.
Alula Dande Sodiana. Alula Dande Jamal Paluala Dande Sodiana. Eh,
Alula Dande.
Alula Dande Sodiana.
Eh, Alula Dande Jamal Paluala Dande Sodiana.
Eh, Alula Dande. Alula Dande Sodiana. Alula Dande Jamal Paluala Dande Sodiana. Alula Dande Jamal Paluala Dande Sodiana.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was... Tell us about who we were listening to, Rochelle.
Well, they're still singing.
They are.
Those are our kids on the Land of Peace. They come for programming every weekend, and right now they're actually out of school for 3 weeks. They come to the Land of Peace from the two local towns.
Wow.
And learn cultural drumming, dancing, and singing, and other arts like beading and sewing and basket making.
But that was like live through your phone just now.
Oh, yes.
What time is it there?
It is 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Actually, almost 11.
Goodness. That was incredible.
Yeah.
That was super cool. Oh, my gosh.
The sound came out okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, great.
I could hear it great.
All right. We're going to work with Dave with Cool Brick Studios next time
I go.
Oh,
really?
I just bought the new iPhone so I can record, and then we can collaborate with local musicians with these guys singing.
No way.
So we'll bring more to you.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Who wants to go first about why this group is here today in the studio? Alex?
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. That was terrific. Thank you, Rochelle. What a treat. So Bonedell Flash Mob and Rochelle Norwood and her live drummers and dancers, we are all collaborating for a very, very exciting Dandelion Days parade and post-parade performance. So
that's May 10th.
May
coming
10th,
up.
Next Saturday. Parade starts at 10 o'clock. And as soon as the parade ends, follow us over to the main stage, Soper's Park. There'll be a bonus performance with this very special recorded song. The parade is all live drumming, and then we have a little finale with the recorded song, and then we go into Bonedell Ballet Dancers. Those are my young ballet two groups that I teach. So they'll be watching us and then dancing afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
There is.
I mean, all the time, but right. Okay, so that's a fun collab you got going on. Great. What else? What else? I know there's no shortage of things on this list that I was sent today.
Well, just quickly, I won't take too long, but back just, you know, in the late winter months, my husband and I were taking a hike in Marble, and we were just brainstorming what is Bonedell Flash Mob going to do this new year. And we really wanted to do something different and new and out of our comfort zone. And we had been listening to this amazing song, a third world reggae song called Now That We Found Love. And then my husband, Anthony, said, wait a minute, why don't we collaborate with Rochelle and her dancers and drummers and just create this whole new project together? And it took off so quickly. We chatted, and we really did choreograph this, like, via text and video, like, within, like, a 24-hour period.
You've already choreographed it.
It was Whoa. The fastest choreographic creation I personally have done, but I did it with the help of Rochelle. So we've been rehearsing on a weekly basis, some of us twice a week, but these practices are amazing with the live drummers. And we also have, like, a second version with the recorded music. So
wow. Are you collaborating also with the kids in Ghana? Is that possible, like, through the phone, or how do you do that?
Yeah, so the collaboration process and the reason why the choreography went so quickly is I was working a month and a half prior with Aziz and Dance Moves and calling him in to the rehearsals. And I was there teaching our local dancers just traditional African dance moves, but more the energy to hold behind it as well. And so when Alexandra came in and she started choreographing, I'm like, oh, wow, this goes great with these moves we've been working on. And then she was able to put them in and like really choreograph them so tightly. And then we called in Aziz to observe what we had done. And his feedback was just, all right, time to bring in the joy. Time to bring in that collective consciousness just by the way you're standing and looking at each other.
Hmm. Yeah, that's pretty powerful. I mean, that's like the perfect team right there. You've got the choreographed, you got the mindfulness, and the people that connect you all together. That's incredible. Can you talk about your relationship with Ghana and how that got started and how that's going for you now?
Yes, but first I want to introduce Nikki because Nikki's here with us and she's an integral part. She's dancing with us, and then she's our fiscal sponsor for the Land of Peace Project here in the U.S. So introduce yourself.
Hi,
Thank
Nikki.
You. My name is Nikki Beinstein. And
here, get the microphone up to your mouth.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Founded the Serious Type in 2020. And our mission is to uplift youth through the power of self-expression in relationship to nature. So it's actually such a perfect alignment to work with Rochelle and the Land of Peace Arts Village in Ghana. She and Aziz have really fostered this land and their mission for over 20 years. So I'm just brand new on board. But the Serious Type had the 501c3 financial structure so that all of the, you know, funds that start to come in with all these different collaborations and projects were able to service the Land of Peace. And what's really exciting is on Tuesday at the Crystal Theater at 6 p.m. on May 6th is the film Collective Heart. And it's all about this collaboration between Rochelle and Aziz, Muhammad, and as well with Carbondale, because we have become unofficially, it's not official yet, but sibling communities with this land, which is in Ghana on the Volta Lake and in a near a town called Senchi. And this film that was shot by Jason Nelson, who has worked for National Geographic, is really very, very beautiful and really outlines what this relationship is. So you'll see dancing from Dandelion Days last year and how this relationship is going to keep growing as we connect deeper and deeper with Ghana and the people there and all the different nonprofits here that want to be part of this mission and this movement. So I feel super honored to be able to be a part of this and help in any way that I can.
Wow. That's a big part, though, Nikki. I mean, that's what...
Right?
Well, it just seems so. I got the psychic memo, like, about in the new year, because that's when we started this collaboration.
Yeah.
And it really just seems so meant to be.
It sounds like it. Yeah. There's a lot of pieces coming together all at once, it seems like. It's really powerful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rochelle, talk about that relationship that you've grown with the Ghana people.
My relationship with the Ghana people, like Nikki said, has been over 20 years. I studied abroad there for a whole year, sociology, but really wanted to learn dance. Mm-hmm. And I found this group, Africana Dance Ensemble, and they were just more than a group. They were they're called cultural groups, but as a group, they were a cohesive group that had this vision for the land of peace even back then. And seeing secondhand wares and textiles and the secondhand culture of the Western world come in, it's like they're just starting to adopt this and you could just see it. And over 20 years, hardly anyone's wearing their cultural clothes anymore. Mm. So we're just really keeping the culture alive and with the children. And the movement is really stems from the one word, joy, just bringing joy into everything we do. And here, so collaborating with Alexandra, collaborating with Nikki, collaborating with all the local schools, really trying to get this into the local schools of these projects that we can do that are community-based here. But we're just inspired to make change.
Yeah. Well, I know you're connected with the Redstone General Store. You're the general manager. Well, I don't know your role there officially, but I know the clothes have been coming out of the general store there because of that connection. And so the work you're doing, bringing the clothes into our community and in the Valley and the Crystal Valley. So you've been working. I mean, that's just one small part of the things you've been connected with. So
yeah, that and incredible. The fashion show I can come to mind.
Yeah.
But it's amazing because people are buying those shirts at the general store and baskets with that. 100% proceeds went back to build a dormitory for these 65 kids that come and stay on our land.
Wow.
And so it's really neat doing this where we're not... It would be great to get more donations coming in, just like intentional donations. But people are just supporting us by coming to dance class and they donate a little bit. And that's what's funding these programs in Ghana is by bringing joy to people here. Wow. And then we just actually donate it to them in Ghana. And it's a really neat cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. What other kind of I mean, this film, we did talk about the film, but that's coming up at the Crystal Tuesday. Don't want to miss that. 6 p.m. You also have a panel conversation, I think, afterwards. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, at Pollinator Chocolate.
Okay, great.
So we'll have a conversation with Jason Nelson, the filmmaker, and Rochelle. And I think Aziz will be via...
Oh, nice.
Via phone.
Via phone.
Great.
Oriana Mabius, Erica Lazarus, and myself. And
great.
Hopefully you'll be there too, Alexandra. And just to have a conversation about what this relationship looks like. I think one of the dreams also is to have a cross-cultural program where we have youth here go over to Ghana, whether it's for a couple of weeks or for a semester or a year, maybe working with other organizations that sponsor young people to do that. Mm. So there is that dormitory already. And so it's really ripe for this kind of relationship. I remember the first time I became involved was also dancing, which is strange for me because I'm not a dancer, but I'm outside of my comfort zone now and enjoying myself a lot. But when at the launch pad, we were dancing and Aziz was teaching us, remember, via Zoom. And that was really fun to connect.
Yeah.
To connect that way. And you were raising money for the water filtration system. So they're using that every day, all the time, for clean, safe water. And it was amazing to learn, too, that a lot of people there, even though they're right on the lake, which is the largest man-made lake in the world, they weren't really swimming. They weren't really swimming in the water. And now the kids are swimming and they're boating and they're dancing and we are getting so much joy. I think one of the greatest exports that, you know, they can export is the joy, is the love. Aziz is really teaching us how it's so important. You'll see that in the film too. And so it's this very symbiotic relationship that we, no one's, you know, pandering to anybody else. It's not pedantic. It's, we really both need each other so much to thrive. And this seems like the future of economy, the gift economy, a way that we can all benefit together.
Yeah, I love that. How can people get tickets? We have a few more minutes, but I want to get that info out there so people can come support you guys.
TheSeriousType.org is the easiest way.
Okay.
Or the Redstone General Store, actually, or my personal Instagram. It has the link in the bio for and both of those.
Yeah, the Crystal Theater, too, right?
Isn't and the it? Crystal the Theater, yep. Okay. Yeah, on their website as well.
Okay.
But show up at the door as well. Yeah. But yeah, on their Perfect. Website.
Yep. Okay.
Tuesday. Buy tickets quickly before they sell out.
Exactly. Good. See?
And right before the film screening, we'll be dancing at 5:45.
Oh, nice. Outside.
That wasn't supposed to be a surprise.
Oh. Surprise flash mob. But
sneak peek.
Yeah, come out on the street.
Those of you that are still listening. Those well, of you that aren't, maybe it'll be a surprise to you.
Yeah.
We'll be dancing right beforehand.
Well, I love all the things that you do, of course, Alexandra, and then getting to collaborate with this project is so amazing, and that it happened like just because you thought of it, and then you're already been working for 20 years on this, and then to also have them on the phone just now, that was incredible. A lot of synchronicity, I feel like. So yeah, very cool. Anything else you want to share in the last minute ish
just I wanted to pass it on to Alexandra, just speaking about the collective language of dance. That's a universal language, dance and music, and on the radio here it's more music, but dance, and that's how we connect.
It sure is. Everybody is meant to dance and move. You don't have to be trained. Like, Nikki, you're a dancer. You are a dancer. I've seen you move.
Okay. All right. The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing everybody at Dandelion Days and more to come for Mountain Fair.
How can people learn more about what you do, Alexandra?
You can simply call.
Yeah.
970-379-2187 for kids ballet classes.
Oh, nice.
Bonedale Flash Mob performances for Mountain Fair and beyond, like Thriller. And then Pilates, those of you looking for some realigning of your bodies.
Other kind of movements.
All about the joy of movements.
Yeah.
And well, we have an art show at Pollinator Chocolate up right now with Jason Nelson's photographs up for 1 month or maybe a little more. So if you don't have time to see the documentary, go to Pollinator Chocolate.
Excellent.
They're really beautiful.
Thank you, Rochelle, Alex, and Nikki. Happy Friday. Come check everybody out.
Thank you,
Coming
Brian.
Soon.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Carbondale.
Time for NPR.